This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 6 months ago. The name of the company is GTX Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol GTXO. And with us today is the CEO and president. We're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is Patrick Britannia. Patrick, welcome very much on the show, and it's good to have you on here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, before we get started in the Q&A, give my listeners, if you would, a little bit about statement of who you guys are now and what you're doing.
Sure. We are a wearable technology medical supply company. We're best known for our flagship product called the GPS Smart Soul, which is think Dr. Scholl's meets LoJack, GPS device inside of an orthotic insole, and it's designed to track and monitor people with cognitive disorders such as Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, and also law enforcement, military, people that need a covert type of tracking solution on them. That's wearable, robust, and lightweight, and has long battery life. So that's, we're known to be in the tracking and monitoring business, all around medical supplies. But since COVID hit us in March, we pivoted and also started distributing PPEs, and that's going very well for us. So along the same line of our health and safety, under our health and safety umbrella of medical solutions.
Well, you know, that was going to be my first question. I started looking at some of your past press releases. You know, COVID-19, has that changed your business short-term and long-term and for the better or for the worse?
Well, I think, like all businesses, it definitely had an impact on us short-term. You know, our supply chains got interrupted just like everybody. There was a lot of uncertainty. Obviously, receivables dried up very quickly. You know, everybody was very uncertain. We took it head on like every single other business across the globe did. However, we also saw this coming in late February, and because we deal with a lot of assisted living facilities and medical distributors, we reacted and pivoted quickly and started bringing in PPE. So we started bringing in masks early on, back as early as March, right when the pandemic really hit. And from there, we really grew and expanded our health and safety solutions and to have a very broad band of PPE. So we do everything from masks to face shields to sanitizers to UV wands. The list goes on and on of things that we provide in terms of health and safety to deal with COVID.
All those products you just mentioned, can they find that on your website?
Absolutely. What we've done that's very different than a lot of other suppliers out there is three things. One is we stock everything in the U.S., so our customers do not have to wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks for product to be shipped. Number two, we don't impose very large MOQs, minimum order quantities. So you can buy, a small business or a consumer can buy small quantities directly from our website. And number three, we ship every day. We even offer curbside pickup for Los Angeles County. So it's a lot of service that we provide in terms of delivering these products. We also bring in the best, highest quality FDA certified products. So we have high-end products stocked in Los Angeles, delivery every day, and a wide variety without a deep MOQ.
And you want to give my listeners your website address?
Yes, they can go to gtxmask.com.
All right, very good then. Let me ask you this. What projects is your company currently working on short-term and long-term right now?
So on the PPE side, we're working on government contracts. The U.S. government is still actively looking and purchasing PPEs, so we're very focused on that. On schools and small businesses. Obviously, we have a whole B2C channel, so consumers can come on our website every day, and they do, and we ship a lot of product out every day to consumers. But our business focus, our B2B focus right now is on government contracts, small to medium-sized businesses, and schools. We think that schools are going to reopen up over the next couple of months and going into the end of this year. So we've got a full court press in terms of providing them all the equipment that they need to open back up safely. And same with small, medium-sized businesses. So that's our short term. Long term, we're working on NFC, which is a near-field communication temperature tag. We're developing, right now in development of this product that, think of it like the size of a 1-inch by 1-inch Band-Aid that you put on your body, and that's collecting your temperature for 3 to 4 straight days. It collects your temperature every 30 minutes. And that temperature then can be retrieved through a cell phone, contactless. So specifically for people that have been infected or think they're sick, or if you're thinking about going on a plane or going back to work or going to school, taking your temperature on the spot is good and it's helpful, but actually knowing someone's temperature history for the past 72 hours is much better. And so we're developing this very low-cost temperature tag and track device that can be worn on the body. Again, it's a wearable, it's technology, it's right in our wheelhouse. And long-term, we're working on our next generation 4G LTE NB-IoT smart sole with a whole bunch of new features, and we anticipate launching that sometime in the third quarter, perhaps the fourth quarter.
You know, I was looking at your market cap. For me, it's very undervalued here at $1.7 million. Your revenues grew substantially over 2019 compared to 2018. My question is, do you see the growth still in an uptrend in 2020?
Yes, so far we are seeing that. I mean, again, it's very difficult to make any kind of long-term prognosis or prediction. Obviously, the landscape right now is fluid, to say the least. The last 3-4 months, we've demonstrated that we have weathered COVID. Our revenues are steadily increasing, despite some of our revenues have slowed down. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, there are portions of our business that have come to a screeching halt, purely based on COVID, but other parts of our business are doing very, very, very well. So the collective is what's doing well is offsetting what's not doing well. So we're expecting to see growth this year in a year where, you know, most companies are going to be grateful if they just stay alive.
Is that the reason why I asked you that question is because your volume has been increasing significantly over the past several months. Any thoughts to that?
Yeah, I think there's a correlation in terms of our customers and shareholders are starting to cross-pollinate. Pre-COVID, a shareholder or potential shareholder, let's say, read about our company, liked what they saw, decided to buy some stock in the company. Okay, you know, we're one of 20, 30, 50 companies in their portfolio, and maybe amongst friends or coworkers, they would occasionally discuss some of their favorites. Fast forward to post-COVID, we're selling PPEs every single day, which is a product that is in extreme demand and is being promoted by every government agency, every PSA, every news channel, every newspaper talks about the need and necessity of PPEs. So what's happening is the average consumer now is buying our product, and they realize we're a public company, and they could be therefore becoming shareholders. And now it's a very different conversation. You know, someone could be basically telling their friends or their neighbors, yeah, I found this great company that I can buy my PPEs from. And by the way, they're public. I own their stock. And I think that's the difference, that people are actually able to share their own personal story about what their interactions with GTX on a dual front. I'm buying products from these guys, and I'm also a shareholder. I've been a shareholder, and now I'm supporting them because I'm buying products from them. So it makes the there's just a lot more people talking about GTX. And the more eyeballs and the more ears that hear and see about GTX, I think, you know, that begets more volume.
Patrick, we got about 30 seconds left in the show. In closing here, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
ZTXO is strong and has shown that it's resilient, even some of the most, probably the most difficult financial landscape in modern history. We've shown that we can respond quickly and adapt and move nimbly, and it's definitely a company to watch.
My guest today has been Patrick Britannia. He's the CEO and president of GTX Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GTXO, trading at about 1.6 cents, market cap around 1.8 million. Patrick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I would love to. Thank you for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.